At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
All right, we got a full week of the late show here because every single night this week, with the exception of Thursday, the Twins will be playing baseball, but they're on the West Coast. And Twins pregame will start at 8:30. I'm your host, Henry Lake, alongside producer Christopher Tubbs. And tonight I want to start with a conversation that I'm glad that we continue to have in society, that we deal with, that is never going away, that is important to each and every one of us, whether we think about it every single day or not. But unfortunately, is a conversation that is filled with sadness today. And the conversation is surrounding mental health. Mental health. We talk about mental health a lot these days, but I don't think that there is one specific aspect of mental health that we are diving enough into when we talk about it. We know the importance of mental health, but trying to figure out the signs and the symptoms of the people that are around us that are struggling, people that are going through things, but we don't know. Do I think that as I sit here at this microphone, that I am going to be able to look at every single friend or family member or associate and be able to notice the signs of whether a friend of mine or family member is struggling? No, I don't believe that. That's not possible. But I want to know and do a better job of being on the lookout for maybe my friends or family members that are having issues. And I say that because many of you may have heard or maybe haven't heard the name John Brinkus. John Brinkus, he was the host of Sports Science on ESPN for a long time. And I credit him because that was the Emmy-winning show. He did phenomenal segments. To me, he was kind of the first wave of analytics guy, of being able to talk about, you know, when guys are utilizing certain different things with their bodies, measurements, throwing pitches, shooting basketballs, arcs. There's so much sports science that he dived into that he deserves that credit. He died Saturday at the age of 54 after a battle with depression. So that was the headline yesterday evening, that John Brinkus died at the age of 54 after a battle with depression. And in his company statement, it says, "It is with profound sadness that we share the news that John Brinkus has passed away. co-founder of Base Productions, founder of Brinks TV, and co-founder and host of the six-time Emmy Award-winning Sports Science, had been battling depression. John lost his fight with his terrible illness on May 31st of 2025. We talk about mental health. We talk about struggles. We talk about, and we give out hotline numbers and all of that. And none of that's bad. It's all great. But will we get to a point where we actually will be able to understand and see the signs and see the symptoms? If you do a Google search right now, because I did it earlier today, I'll tell you this right now. When you go and you start seeing and sifting through, whether it is the descriptions of what depression is and noticing signs, the way that all of these things read out, it's more of a, if you are the person dealing with the issue, it's not necessarily about, well, this is what you should be looking for in a friend. This is what you should be looking for in a daughter or son or whoever. I guess I hope that we get to a better time in which we can maybe be able to assess stuff more. But I feel like right now we're still trapped in the person has to step up and say, I need help. I don't think that right now we are in a time where we're able to assess, and maybe we'll never get there, but a lot of it is just the luck of the draw, I feel like. And that's where I feel like we're trapped in this mental health awareness, crisis, all the stuff that is happening there. And I'd love to throw out the text line, or if you want to call in at 651-461-9226, because I think that, or I hope and pray that we get there one day, but I feel like, and to get there, we have to keep having the conversation. We have to keep talking about it. We have to talk about mental health and all of that. I guess as somebody that cares about others, this is the one thing that I would challenge everybody out there to do, okay? Because I do this, okay? I'm not just asking people to do it. I actually do this. Every single day, I text or call somebody that I haven't talked to in quite some time just to check in. I took my father shopping, and I know that it's earlier today because we're coming up on Father's Day, right? And I know that, heck, when we get to Father's Day weekend, my dad, he's retired. He's just kind of like, he takes each day as it comes. He might not want to go do anything. Maybe just go out to eat or whatever. So I'm like, Dad, you know what? I don't have a whole lot going on this Monday. Do you want to go? Because there's certain things that he wants to do before he gets ready to travel here at the end of the month. So we go and we go shopping, and I'm hanging out with one of my buddies. And at the end of the shopping experience, my buddy at the store says, man, like, one thing I want to say to you is I appreciate you for always checking in. Checking in just to make sure that I'm good. And you've been consistent about that. And to me, I really ramped it up more during COVID because so many people were going through things. We were all going through things. So if there's one thing I want all of you out there to do is each day check in with someone that you haven't talked to. Make sure that they are doing okay and that they're all right. It doesn't have to be some elongated conversation. It could be as simple as a text, because I believe that there are times in which people, whoever they may be, whoever feels comfortable enough to reach back out to you, they could say to you, I'm not doing well. I'm not okay. There are things that are going on. And those individuals will be able to reveal themselves to you. But I think right now we're just kind of stuck in it's the luck of the draw, Chris. And that's the part that concerns me. I want to be better myself about being able to understand if somebody's going through something.
the problem is so many people will mask depression.
That's this. Yep.
And suicidal issues. My uncle, a couple of years ago, always in a good mood, always just joyful and talkative and welcoming. I got a call one morning from my dad that said that he had hung himself in his garage in Sioux Falls. And it really took me back, because it's one thing for, you know, for us to say, yeah, we want to get there and we want to help and check in. But I think the issue is the people on the other side have to be receptive of it. And it's very hard if you reach out and you're like, hey, if you need anything, let me know. I'm here to talk. Great. You know, that's awesome. That's fine. But if somebody is just in a very helpless state of mind, they won't inconvenience those that they're close to. They don't want to be a burden to them. So you won't really get those raw emotions. And some people are vulnerable. Some people will ask for help. There are people that are out there that have asked for help. There are others that will say, no, I'm good. And then you find out that they're not. So
I think that's a big point that Chris has brought up, is that I think that a lot of times maybe the reaction and the thing that we like to do is we like to mask it. We try to mask the pain that we're dealing with. And let's be clear here. That's not the case here with this specific situation. John Brinkus, I guess it was known, of course, to his family and his friends that he was going through things, that he was battling a lot of this. So he is not necessarily the face of this, right? He's not the face of this. But I think the stance and the conversation, it remains. 651-461-9226. Your thoughts, your perspective, a Pat and Minnetonka. I will get to you first out of the break right here on the Lake Show. 651-461-9226. The sad news that John Brinkus lost his battle with depression at the age of 54. He was phenomenal with sports science. He was before his time, quite frankly.
Yeah, he was.
Like, no one was doing what he was doing back in the day.
No, and it was kind of gutsy. It was kind of ballsy to be out there, because you were really getting super analytical and nerdy. And all of a sudden you look now, and I think every professional franchise has at least one analytics person. And I would think that that was one of the reasons why you find out information that you didn't even know existed.
And I think that he made it really cool to be a sports geek. He really did.
Yeah, he did. It was a show you had to watch.
And I love that about him, in that there were other things that you could dive into with regards to trying to analyze sports in a very different way. Quickly, text line from the 612. With regards to me tackling, can we better figure out maybe some of the symptoms and assess our friends and our family when they're struggling the way that they do, as opposed to it always having to be something where it's revealed to us? They say, I don't think that we'll ever get there, but I wish we would. I was appreciative of those during COVID because I've been without my mother on Mother's Day, but not that alone. That with regards to checking in on people. Let's take a phone call from Pat in Minnetonka. Pat, I appreciate you calling and hanging through the break.
Sure, my pleasure. I come at this both professionally. I'm retired now, but I used to treat patients with mental illness. And also from direct experience with friends and family. So I can give you some ideas. I agree that we'll never be 100% on this, and we have to forgive ourselves for that. We just have to say that's okay. We're not going to catch it all. Some people with depression or other mental illnesses are very good at functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And tell things to be too much for them. So people often ask themselves, did I miss something? And not necessarily. And you got to be okay with that and not feel the guilt that somehow you're responsible for this, because you're not.
Pat, I know you're going to continue, but that's so eloquent and it's so on point that you said that, because there are a lot of people that do, what do they call it, survivor's guilt or something like that. But there's a lot of people that take that on and they struggle with that. And there's a texter actually that's essentially saying what you're just saying for the 952. It says, it's not always masking. Sometimes we don't know where we've fallen up until something outside ourselves asks us to investigate our current state.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Absolutely. I was the last person to talk to one of my siblings before he committed suicide. And I at that time I was a professional in this, and I didn't exactly see it coming. So that's kind of the first part. Another part is that, you know, sometimes it's obvious when people are struggling.
Yep.
And sometimes the circumstances are obvious. So for example, if you have friends or family who, for example, have just made a major change in their life or had a major change in their life imposed on them. They got divorced. They moved to a new town. They got a new physical illness, or somebody in their family got a new physical illness. You know, some kind of big change in their life. Maybe they lost their job. And it's very good to check in with those people, just on a regular basis. Say, how you doing? Need any support? Things like that. They may take up on it, they may not, but those are all areas or times when people can be vulnerable. If they have trouble with the law,
yeah,
is another common thing. You know, whether it's their fault or not, it can be something to look into. But you can also look to see, is their personality seeming to change? Are they much more easy to anger? You know, are they more irritable? Are they withdrawing? That's a very common thing. They withdraw. And, sometimes it's hard to break through that, but you can look for some of those kind of signs, and you won't catch everything, but you can really help a lot of people with just those few ideas. I mean, there's much more we could talk about,
yeah,
but those are just ideas just off the top.
Hey, Pat Minnetonka, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you so much for contributing to the show. Let's take you a trip to Sauk Rapids and check in with Jeff. How you doing, Jeff?
How you doing? How you doing, Henry?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Well, good. This one's tough. You'd bring it up when you did. I've got a lot of experience with this, and I'll try to be brief.
Mm-hmm.
Over 20 years ago, one of my sons was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. He's permanently disabled. The problem at the time was getting the treatment necessary. Took nearly 10 years. That was a problem. Last winter, I did a full segment with Adam and Jordana on the same topic with a woman from Fergus Falls with a similar experience. So I kind of been around the horn. Last week, someone I know very well apparently took medicine, wound up in a hospital for 6 days. I knew there was depression. I'd known her for a long time. Talked to her doctor about it 10 years ago. Never really quite got anywhere. The trick is, you can be diligent. You can talk to these people. You can be as caring as you want. You just never know when it's going to cook off. This time it took nearly a dozen years. And I guess after, I'm making an assumption, but because of a six-day hospital stay, that must have been a pretty serious situation.
Yeah.
So what do you do about it? Awareness, awareness, awareness. Talk to people. Talk to professionals. Get as acquainted as you can with professional services available. Keep pushing. Expect to hear no a lot. And hope for the best.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Stark Rapids. I thought that that was a really good phone call. And I think that the biggest thing that I would say here about this topic is, as vigilant as we are about our own mental health, let's be just as vigilant about the people that we care about and just trying to pay attention to all of maybe our concerns about others. From the 651, they say, I have a very close, longtime friend who we all know battles with depression. Once in a while, when he's drunk, he will open up, say he wants help, and we're all happy to be there for him. Then the next day, he wants us to forget about it, which is upsetting and frustrating. We want to help, but he really won't let us, probably mostly from embarrassment. And I could see that.
I absolutely, this texter, I think what you are experiencing is probably very, very common, because you don't, if you're dealing with mental illness and depression, and you see everybody else that's around you that appears like everything in their life seems to be going fine, but you feel like your life is in such disarray that you're feeling this, there's a sense of failure. There likely would be a sense of embarrassment. And I'm sure there is a lot out there that people don't want to be viewed as a failure, as an embarrassment. But it's this, I don't know what to tell you, honestly, other than to just continue to just monitor your friends. And that's the thing, Henry, when you were talking about, you know, checking in with people. When you are in somebody's orbit or they're in yours, and I'm sure everybody out there knows, there are people that are, you can tell when somebody changes, when something's off. And even, you know, the vague booking, people will post on social media, oh man, last night sucked, this is off. It's like, even just responding to that, just reaching out, if you see something, say something. But I definitely feel like there's a significant amount of embarrassment and just shame, and there shouldn't be.
Yep. All right, coming up next, and feel free to continue to text the show about this topic, because it's a very important topic. But I'm going to transition to the world of music. Big time story at the end of last week. It was announced that Taylor Swift was able to buy her masters. Her entire music catalog was sold back in 2019. She's been efforting to get her masters since then. She was finally able to do it. But what does this mean? What are the intricacies? How hard it is to get accomplished and do what she did? Kenneth Abdo attorney partner at Fox Rothschild Law Firm. He's been around and in the industry for many, many years. He joins us next year on The Lake Show. Back in 2019, Taylor Swift's entire music catalog was sold in an acquisition deal of her former record company, Big Machine Records. That led to the singer releasing four albums of her re-recorded music. She said that she was never offered the opportunity to get her masters. She's been steadfast in trying to do so for years, and last week she finally accomplished that goal. But what does this mean? And just talking about the difficulty of arriving to where she was able to get to last week, welcoming onto the show Kenneth Abdo, attorney partner at Fox Rothschild Law Firm. He's been around. He's been in the industry for more than 35 years, served as legal counsel to artists, creators, both in television, theater, media. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. Mr. Abdo, I appreciate you giving me some time this Monday night.
Nice to be here.
All right. I want to start with just a basic question, but talk me through what is the difference between owning your masters versus owning the rights to your music, because there's a little bit of maybe confusion between the two.
I think the basic confusion is that there are two copyrights that involve any musical recording. One is the copyright that is owned by the songwriters, and that's often referred to as the song or music publishing. And then there's another copyright, which is the recording. So it's a recording of someone's song or composition, and that's the masters, is the recording.
Yeah, yeah. Why has it been so hard for so many years, historically in the music industry, for artists to obtain their masters and essentially kind of control their music?
Because most artists sign record deals when they're very young. They'll sign anything, you know, or they'll at least sign something that fundamentally, historically, would be, you give me the money to make the record, you give me the money, advance me the money to pay for promotion and marketing so I can become famous and my songs can be on the radio. And in turn, you get the masters. You get the copyright to the recordings that you essentially paid for or advanced the money without getting too complicated. Artists usually have to pay that money back before they get royalties. But, you know, the money was advanced by a company, and that company traditionally owns the masters.
Yeah, and that's been a common practice for forever, and you're 100% right. Like, when I looked up this story and I looked up Taylor Swift, she started when she was 15 with regards to signing her deal with the other record company that she was with. Is there a lot of gray areas in record industry contracts nowadays?
It's all about leverage when you're young and you don't have any sales or audience, significant audience behind you. Then you have to give up more to the companies that you sign with. If you have an established audience, you're selling records in the past, not so often, and not so commonly, but now there are artists that are selling, you know, they have a following that they can distribute their own music, and the following buys their music, actually rents it, right? When you're streaming, you're already renting it. You're not really buying records like in the day. So when that leverage changes, like in Taylor Swift's situation where she becomes basically as wealthy as the companies that signed her, then, you know, everything changes when the leverage changes. Everything changes when an artist has a hit or becomes a very successful act as opposed to when they have nothing.
Yeah. We're talking to Kenneth Abdo, attorney partner at Fox Rothschild Law Firm, joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And you're essentially just reading my mind there, Kenneth. I was going to ask you, and we'll ask you, how has streaming changed everything in terms of the landscape with all of this in the music industry?
Well, first off, you know, I think it's an amazing piece of technology that we've now monetized and is now available. Not buying as the model, but renting, and for an extremely small amount of money, in my opinion, $10, $11, you have access to 20 million titles that you can listen to whenever you want. And in some instances, with the interactive platforms like Spotify, you can create playlists and do amazing things. The downside of that is there's not the money in the in the use of the music as there was when it was being purchased. But the upside to that is more people are subscribing, not only in America, but around the world, in countries that really there was a lot of bootlegging of physical records and tapes. And now there are programs to subscribe to music, even though it might not be that much. The subscription service costs are less in some foreign territories, but it's the scaling of it that makes it better. But, you know, there's this adage, it's easier to make a living, it's harder to make a killing in the music business.
Yeah.
You've
been in the industry, and you've been, you know, an expert in terms of dealing with this type of law, and been legal counsel to many for over 35 years. And when you start looking at the people that you've dealt with, you've had, you know, some of your clients that are Grammy Award winning individuals, people that have won Emmys. So some big time people, gold and platinum recording artists that are well established, well known. When you look at Taylor Swift specifically, how big of a deal is this for her?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, it's a big deal for the industry. It's historically a big deal. I mean, it's a huge deal. It's unprecedented that an artist has risen to such success globally that she's attained the kind of economic power where she can buy back her masters. And like I said before, she's become bigger than some of the companies that used to own her masters. So, you know, it's amazing.
How much would you guess? I'm not sure that you know the number, but how much would you guess that she possibly could have paid up to? Is there any a range that you would guess or shoot at?
It would be totally a guess. You know, a lot of numbers have been thrown around in the media, and there have been 600 million, 500 million, you know, catalog deals around that range. Yeah, 300 million.
Wait, say that range one more time. Your phone cut out there for a second.
You know, somewhere between 300 and 600 would be the larger sales that have historically happened. So I would assume it would be in that range and perhaps bigger.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, Kenneth, I appreciate your time and for coming on the Late Show tonight, because I was so inquisitive about this. I'm happy for Taylor Swift. I'm always happy for people that are creators in the world of music, television, whatever, just the media in general, and being able to do stuff in the arts, to be able to, if they've created it and they've been so big in the industry, I love to see people own their own stuff and have the rights to it. So I'm truly happy for her. And we'll see how this impacts, I guess, other artists out there, because I'm assuming that you would agree that this is going to affect everybody out there in the industry.
For the super successful, for sure.
Yeah.
And for even the moderately successful, it might have an impact.
Yep. Kenneth Abdo joining us here on the Late Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Take care. I appreciate it. All right. That's Kenneth Abdo checking in and talking about the Taylor Swift situation. This is a big deal. Like, there's no other way to look at it. Yes, you can say, well, look at how much she paid for it. Because there's a lot of people that are guessing that she could have paid in between like $150 million to like a half a billion. We don't know what the number is, but I'm happy for her. And she's going to, look, we can sit here and we can talk about how much she might have paid to get her stuff back or to get the masters in her possession. She's going to make the money back. Trust me, she's going to make that money back. Why? Because already, with regards to people diving into the music, again, people are going back and they're listening to it again. People got to understand how this works. When she re-recorded albums and put that out, everybody gravitated to that. But that's different than the originals. Because when you re-record, there's a difference between recording something when you're 25 or 30 and you recording something when you're 16 or 17. It's not going to sound exactly the same. So now people will be able to go back and get, in essence, the music in its original form.
There's a reason why when she was fighting with Scooter Braun, why she went back and re-recorded everything and called it Taylor's version. And that's what she promoted. And it does. You put that in the forefront, and then you can go back, and then you do listen to the original. And not all of the artists out there are going to be Taylor Swift, but I think that she may have been able to at least put a blueprint out there, because we heard about Justin Bieber having to sell his library. You know, the Rolling Stones have sold theirs. There are all of these artists that have sold their libraries and their catalogs and their intellectual properties, and there is now a blueprint. If you want that back, you might not have the resources, but at least you saw how she did it, and you could maybe take some of those concepts and apply it.
But you got to have the resources.
Well, sure. You do. But not everything is going to be like Taylor's. This was a huge case. But I mean, even things that are a little bit smaller, yeah, you might not have the resources, but you might not need them.
Yeah, I mean, but the overarching thing that I'm trying to say, though, is if you don't have the money to be able to go back and deal with these companies, a lot of this is just kind of a moot point. Like, she's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. She's a billionaire, which will make it easy versus someone that is. And the amount of success that you have changes it too.
Absolutely.
Because how much success you do have, of course, that means you're going to have more bandwidth, have more money. You're going to be able to navigate the channels. But I like what she's doing. This is something, and like you mentioned, this isn't just a blueprint for her. This is a blueprint for everybody else. 651-461-9226. We'll take a look at the text line and wrap up hour one, and we'll do that next. All right, the text line, another text I want to get to with regards to the mental health conversation we had a little bit earlier to kick off the show. I agree people still mask symptoms for fear of disapproval from others. Asking for help with depression takes determination and resources. There are still many headwinds that are roadblocks. It is very hard for depressed folks to muster the courage to overcome them. Thank you for highlighting this important topic. Do I ever think that we're going to solve a lot of the struggles that people have with mental health? No. Do I think that we will continue to evolve and continue to get better and maybe notice signs or give people support? Yes. I think the more loving our society can be, the more supportive that we can be that people need help. I think all of that helps. And I think that when we have phrases that I think are helpful, when people can say it's okay to not be okay, I think that those are good things to kind of preach and showcase to people, because then people can understand, you know what? It's, even though I may be struggling, I know that I'm more normal than what people would think.
It's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to try and really convey that to people and let them know that it is okay if you're not okay. I mean, it's been something that is much more acceptable over the past several years, or even in the middle of the day, like, man, you know what? I need a mental health day. I just need a day because I can kind of feel. I think that we're becoming more aware of our own feelings, and some people are they're more secure in how they're able to handle it. And I think there's just a level of insecurity that no matter how much you can tell somebody, hey, it's okay to not be okay, it's got to resonate with them. Like, there's got to be something that they feel like there's something that can be out there that could help them. Because some people, I feel like there are some out there that, not that they don't want the help, but that they're ashamed to ask for the help and try and do it themselves. And that's just where it can become even more convoluted.
Yeah. I think that when we all look at this, we understand how difficult it is in life. Like, we all have stuff.
Everybody's dealing with something.
We all have things that we, have to tackle. But as we acknowledge that we all got stuff, I think it better equips us mentally to understand that it ain't just me. It's we have stuff. Like, we all got stuff, which means that we all have stuff, right? And if you tackle it like that, then I think that we can collectively as a group be there and available for others.
I mean, it's good in theory, and I agree with that. I just feel like the problem is that, again, I don't think that it's necessarily the support system, because I feel like there are a lot of people out there that with their friends, with their family, they want to help those in their lives that they may know that might be having issues. It's just a matter of, how can you convey that it's okay to be vulnerable? How can you convey that if you're susceptible and all of these insecurities, these vulnerabilities, these can be cured? Like, we can help you. You just have to trust in the process. And I think it's just, there's just a stigma, I feel, again, that is just, is attached to this, that it, no matter who you are, it might just be tough to get over.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. All right, coming up next here at the top of the hour, the topic turns to, well, children with autism. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he made some comments about children with autism. And I don't think there's a better person to speak on his comments. The reaction from Shaletta Brundage, WCCO host. She joins us next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.